because of the generous donations provided from listeners like you, Preborn has rescued over 330,000 babies. But every day, the abortion industry is taking thousands of babies' lives. We have to save them. Please donate your best gift to save more babies at preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR. As we celebrate the many pro-life victories going forth, we rejoice. Preborn's network of clinics have a unique opportunity to advance even further without political persecution. What does this look like? Preborn is the greatest threat to the abortion industry. By rescuing, on average, 200 babies' lives a day, they are putting a serious dent into abortion, but there are still thousands of babies who die daily, and Preborn's goal is to rescue them all. With the help of the pro-life community, meaning you, we can save so many more. Please join us in saving all of these precious lives. The ultrasound is the game changer. Once a mother hears that precious heartbeat, she is twice as likely to choose life. If you consider yourself pro-life, we need your help. One ultrasound is just $28. Five ultrasounds are $140. $5,000 sponsors ultrasounds for the entire Preborn network for an entire day. How many lives can you save? Every child is a beautiful gift from God. Please join the cause. To donate securely, please dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR. Preborn is there for hurting mothers and at-risk babies, standing strong in the darkest corners of our nation. By sponsoring an ultrasound, you can be there too. One ultrasound is just $28 and doubles a baby's chance at life. Please donate your best gift to save more babies at preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Nurse Mama Show, prescribing hope for healthy families here on American Family Radio. Here's your host, Professor, Pediatric Nurse Practitioner, and Mom of Four, Dr. Jessica Peck.
Sorry for all the technical difficulties for those of you listening. I think we're on the air now.
Are we live?
Yes.
Okay, we're live. Wow. Well, JJ, that was trial by fire there. Thanks so much for hanging in with us and having technical difficulties. Welcome to the joys of live radio. But I'm so glad to be with you here today. I am in studio with none other than the one, the only JJ Jasper.
Well, that's how I feel, Dr. Jessica Peck. I was in Bellevue Baptist Church in Memphis, Tennessee, speaking on a panel, and they said, "You just missed Dr. Peck. Dr. Nurse Mama was here yesterday," and I thought, what an honor that we're teamed up to be part of a children's minister conference from 18 different states. People were there.
It was. It's always so encouraging to me. People ask me, you know, how do you find hope in a world that just seems like the news is just a steady doom scroll? There's always something scary going on. Parents are feeling like, oh my goodness, this raised level of anxiety. And I tell them, I walk into rooms like that, where there are hundreds of people whose lives are dedicated to children. And how can you not find hope in that?
Amen. Hey, I think we need to say thank you to all these talented engineers.
We
had so many engineers in the room at one point. I said, the reason we called this meeting, we want to talk to you about your extended car warranty. Yeah, but we had some technical difficulties and sirens were going off, sirens in the studio and lights flashing. And so I'm glad we're back on the air from all these ones that are so tech savvy.
I know, and I'm so glad. I was happy just to sit here on this side of the microphone, and I know you could hear some of the behind-the-scenes jokes because we were using humor as a coping mechanism, which actually, JJ, I guess I'm just going to go here because the last time you're on my show, they always warn me about your jokes.
Right.
Because you're going to tell jokes. And the last time that you were on my show, you did tell a joke.
Don't do it. Don't say it.
Okay. Well, it was a...
don't say it.
Don't take it.
We were tired. We were tired from 3 days of share-a-thon. You get a little giddy, you know, after day three on
That's
the show.
That's right, exactly. But I thought, okay, well, if you're going to talk about laxatives, you know, you might as well do it on the nurse
on
show.
The Dr. Nurse Mama, right.
That's right, exactly. Well, we have a conversation planned for you, but today what we're going to talk about is culture warrior. Now, you know, JJ, I know you've been around here a lot longer than I have, and you had the privilege of knowing Brother Don Wildman in person, and I would love for you just to share your own personal experience and relationship with him.
Well, thank you so much. We are talking about the Culture Warrior movie, Culture Warrior, Don Wildman and the Battle for Decency. You can watch it for free. It's streaming, culturewarrior.movie, culturewarrior.movie. Small town Mississippi preacher, a country boy, and he really felt like one person can make a difference. He had grit and determination, integrity, character, but he was a Mississippi preacher, and then he saw what the Hollywood was doing. He saw all the profanity and the violence and the, a little bit of nudity trying to creep into TV and movies, and he would say, who's ever left a movie and said, that movie would have been a little better if there were just more curse words. Nobody, yeah. Nobody said
no.
That. And he said, somebody should do something. Well, I'm one person, I can. He was mocked. He was criticized. He had death threats. But he took on Hollywood, Jessica, and took on Washington, D.C. And how does a country boy build something in one lifetime? Mm-hmm. Almost 200 stations in 36 states, an internet presence, movie makers, 1 million moms. And he was brave. He was courageous. He was just really, I was not in the military. He must be what a general looks like as far as how focused, such a laser focus. In fact, I was privileged to be asked to speak at his funeral, and I'll just share some things that I talked about, words
to
describe him. These are actually my notes from the funeral.
Oh, wow.
Brother Don was dedicated, fearless, tireless, courageous, hardworking, relentless. He was humble. He was wise, modest. He was a warrior. He was focused, determined. He was a visionary, actually a modern-day prophet. Intimidating. He was the conscience of America, and though he was a very humble man, he wore a $10 watch, lived in the same home for decades. He didn't have an entourage. Though he was a very humble man, he was like a military general, as I mentioned. There was never a doubt in anyone's mind that he was in charge. He commanded the utmost respect from others and struck fear in the hearts of the bad actors in Hollywood and Washington, D.C. He really was a champion, a true hero of the faith. And Don Wildman never in his lifetime ever backed down from a fight.
Wow. You know, that's really impressive to me because I'm still a relative newcomer around here, been here just about a year, and I was not blessed to meet Brother Don, but just hearing about his life and his legacy, and this is dating myself a little, JJ, but American Family Association is about as old as me.
Yeah.
And thinking about the fact that there are people before and who are thinking of the generations to come and who are fighting those battles that, you know, I was not even born yet to fight. I think that is really, really impressive. And one of the things that's impressive about his legacy and looking at what he did, you're right. Just thinking about the fact that he was just a Methodist preacher and he just told his congregation, hey, you should turn off your TV. I'm turning off
for
my TV
for
a week. Do it with me. Who knew that would be so controversial? And I feel like that was just God leading his path. He had raised up a warrior and he was there to do that. Well, what was he like on a personal level and behind the scenes? I feel like preserving some of those memories. Maybe you have a story that you can share about that.
I've got a lot of stories. He was the hardest working person that I've ever met from then up till now. I've never met anyone more harder working than Brother Don. I was the first morning guy, and I had to be here about 5:30 in the morning.
I'm glad that's not me, by the way.
I know it. I'm not a morning person, so that's just by the grace of God.
But you're literally a morning person.
I know, but you I'm a morning on-air radio guy, but I was never a morning person.
Really?
So I thought, boy, Lord, you got a good sense of humor. Uh-huh. Like Paul having that thorn in his side.
Right.
When sometimes his shadow falling on people, they would get healed. But I never came to work, not one time that Brother Don wasn't already here.
Really?
His light would be on in his office, and he started early. He stayed late. I would stop by the studio sometimes on a Saturday. Light would be on. Oh, they've left the light on. I would go to turn it off. Brother Don would be in there typing a newsletter, writing to a congressman, reaching out to try to encourage pastors. He really had a heart for faith, family, and freedom. And he was kind of a stern person. He's very, very focused, laser focused. But his pastor's wife told me that her Sunday school class, and there's a paneling, you know, on the wall. And Brother Don worked in the nursery, and he'd have the little ones on his lap, and he'd be singing, "Jesus loves me so tough and tender." And he was a, he was just like what you'd expect, a country boy from Mississippi who just had so much determination, faith in God, and a little bit like Isaiah, "Here I am, send me." And he would always say, you know, that people say, "I wish somebody would do something." Well, he said, "You can. You can make a difference. You can run for the school board. You can run for alderman. You can write a letter to your congressman. You can pray. You can volunteer in any capacity at church, work with the youth, work in the nursery. You know, everybody can make a difference and have an impact." We were listening to some of his commentary from years ago, but and you could hear, you know, he just had a, you know, southern drawl and humble, but very, very wise, very, very intelligent. Don't let the deep southern accent fool you, because he was brilliant. We put 100 radio stations on the air in 4 years. Now, anybody who's ever built a house and you have to get with the contractors and have the plans, pour the slab, get with the utility people, you have to do that to build a radio station. And when you're doing it out of town, you're making calls to Iowa or North Dakota.
And before
or
the
Texas,
internet, probably.
Before the internet, yes. Yeah. And you're having to call zoning people and go and attend some zoning meetings and find a lot and put a, the tower people. And 100 radio stations in 4 years. That's remarkable.
That is remarkable.
That was Brother Don, always, always on the go and looking ahead, looking out on the horizon and saying, "I want this to be a better place for your children listening, for your grandchildren." He was always thinking of others.
You know, you mentioned that commentary that we just heard during our technical difficulties was from a few years ago. And that's really a message that I think can encourage families today is that, you know, a lot of times I hear parents saying, "We're facing things that are unprecedented, that have never been faced before." And yes, it's true. The ways that our families experience threats, those modalities, technology has really changed a lot. But the heart issues and the sin issues that are underlying those are all the same. And so we can gather wisdom from generations, not only from Brother Don, but other faithful saints who are walking before us, who have lived through those issues, who have developed their character, who have matured their walk with the Lord. We can get so much, I think, encouragement from that, don't you think?
We're standing on their shoulders. Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, back to the movie. We're talking about Brother Don Wildman, and it really is a movie about his life and legacy. And this is so well done. It's so fast paced that it's as good as anything you'd see on Netflix or Disney.
It's gripping.
It really is. And here's the takeaway. If I could just narrow it down, boil it down to one takeaway, you'll be inspired. You'll watch that and say, okay, if a regular person in one lifetime can accomplish that much, then I can do something. I can teach a class. I can work with youth. I can make a difference. And you'll be inspired. We want to encourage you to watch this. You can watch it for free.
For free.
CultureWarrior.movie, CultureWarrior.movie. It's a feature-length documentary, Culture Warrior Don Wildman, The Battle for Decency, and tells the story of how Brother Don took on network TV, Hollywood, the art world, the ACLU, and so many. I'm probably cautioned, maybe 12 years old or older, because he was fighting the pornography folks, and you've got clips in there from different things that Playboy and Penthouse, what they were doing and how angry they were. But what a champion. What a hero of the faith.
It's always good to watch media, no matter what media, with your family together. So often, I talk about this a lot, JJ, you just gave me a soapbox. I'm going to hop up on it for a second, because so often we have all of our individual devices, and so kids are streaming things on their own. This is a great opportunity, if you have older teenagers, to sit down and watch something like this together so you can help your kids interpret the messages and to see what they did and ask questions like, What do you think about that? What would you do? Would you have the courage? Is that scary to you? What do you think about, you know, what's happening? That's really important. And JJ, I want to go back to something that you said. It looks like we're coming up on a break here, but one of the things that really impressed me that I'm going to ask you about after the next break, you said that Brother Don was here every morning before you got here, every morning. You are not the first person who has said that to me and working late at night. But here is the really impressive thing. Last week, I had his grandchildren, Walker and Wesley and Riley, all on the show talking about it. And every single one of his family members, his wife, his children, his grandchildren, they will all also testify to the fact that he was a family man.
Yes.
Because I think that you could listen to that and think, well, if he's working all the time, what about his family? But his family works here. And not only did his son carry on his legacy and ministry, but now his grandsons and his granddaughter are. And we know from Dr. George Barna and other researchers that about 75% of young people will walk away from their faith. And JJ, I think you would agree with me, it's harder to be in the ministry. You know, just talk to somebody like Pastor Bert Harper. It's hard. And I feel like the enemy comes for those families even more with attacks. So to me, it's even more impressive that they are there based on the legacy of his faith, but also the relationships that they built and the way that that faith was personally imparted. Listen, you can go and watch this movie for free at culturewarrior.movie. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay,
a little hard to remember. culturewarrior.movie.
I'm feeling old. I'm feeling like my kids are just laughing at me right now because I'm going to say www or something. I'm not. It's culturewarrior.movie. You can watch this for free. When we come back, we'll have more with JJ Jasper, and I want to know more about that family side. We'll see you on the other side of this break.
We live in a day when America's families are under attack like never before.
Buddy Smith, Senior Vice President of the American Family Association.
The war against biblical principles rages on numerous fronts. The internet, Hollywood, Washington, D.C., America's corporate boardrooms, and the list goes on. At American Family Association, we're committed to standing against the enemies of God, the enemies of your family. And we recognize it's an impossible task without God's favor and your partnership. Thank you for being faithful to pray for this ministry, to give financially, and to respond to our calls for activism. What you do on the home front is crucial to what we do on the battlefront. We praise God for your faithfulness. And may He give us many victories in the battles ahead as we work together to restore our nation's biblical foundations.
Welcome back, friends. That is Take You at Your Word by Cody Carnes. And aren't you glad that we live in a world where we can take God at His word, in a world that seems like that just we never know what's going to happen, that chaos abounds. There is a solid rock that we can go to, a tower, a strong tower that we can run to. And that's what we're talking about today with JJ Jasper right here in studio with me on my show. I'm so excited, JJ. Thank you so much for joining me. I know so many listeners are so used to hearing you in the morning. They might be touching their radio dial thinking, what's going on? Is this the morning? Did I oversleep? No, you didn't oversleep. So, okay. So we are talking about the movie Culture Warrior, about the founder of American Family Association, Brother Don Wildman. And before the break, JJ, I was asking you about his family, So tell me, what do you see from that? You are here, you've worked with them for a long time. What do you see about, because we hear so many ministers today or so many people who are in the ministry, sadly, who have personal failures. And what did you see? Was his public life matching his private life?
It absolutely was. And he was a family man. He was the hardest working man I've ever seen, but he made time for his family. And he sort of didn't have any hobbies, so it was faith, family, and freedom. It was God and his family. And he would take his son, Tim Wildman, to St. Louis Cardinal baseball games and have those father-son times. And he would do that each summer. And he went to all the kids' games, their ball games. They're very active in sports. And he wouldn't miss a basketball game or a baseball game. Then he continued going to the grandkids and watching them play. And he'd be there in his lawn chair, you know, rooting with all the rest of the families. But then he got up really early. He kept his hand to the plow. He worked hard. And then he worked late into the night. But he scheduled time for his family. And he was a dedicated father and a faithful servant of the Lord. He was just amazing. The movie, it really is a way to honor the memory and legacy of a remarkable man who lived such an extraordinary life.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Don was larger than life, and we just want to encourage you to watch this movie. You'll absolutely be inspired. You'll learn a little bit about American Family Association, American Family Radio, the radio station that you listen to. And so, check this movie out. It's you can find out, you can stream it at culturewarrior.movie, culturewarrior.movie.
And if you have trouble on the internet, just ask your kids, ask your grandkids. They'll help you. I have a built-in tech support at home.
Absolutely.
Come and help mama on this. But it really is inspiring, JJ, to see people, ordinary people. And that's one of the things I love about even this show, interviewing so many authors, because you interview someone who leads a ministry or an author and you think, oh, they've got it all together, and you kind of have these preconceived notions about how it is. But I've told this story so many times, but I will continue telling it because it really made an impression on me. The first time I visited here at American Family Association, I ran into Wesley Wildman upstairs in the office, and he had on these like yellow cleaning gloves and a little cleaning kit, and he was walking down polishing the stair rails. And I said, "Well, hey there, Wesley, what are you doing?" And he said, because here's the vice president,
right,
you know, of
right.
the organization who is cleaning. And he said, "My pawpaw taught us that we are stewards of what our listeners give us, and nobody is too good to clean and contribute." And that really made an impression on me. So I'll give you a trivia question here, JJ. I had Walker and Wesley on, and I asked them, now, which grandkid was pawpaw's favorite?
Oh, that's a tough question. I'm not going to wade into that.
You're not? Well, actually, Walker and Wesley agreed. They said it was Riley.
Oh, Riley. Two boys and a girl. There you go.
That's what they said. I know. I thought, oh, you got some brother points right there.
You know, to your point, Brother Don, he would empty the trash. He got the most modest carpet you could, 10 buildings initially, paid cash for everything. And he would walk through the building and turn the lights off if somebody had left the room and left the light on. And dads can appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
But
I hear my husband cheering.
Right. But he said, this is not our money. You know, this is $5, $10 from somebody on a fixed income, people from around the country that love and pray for us and support us. In fact, if I can throw a little plug in, our spring share-a-thon, April the 8th, 9th, and 10th. Can I make mention of this? I mentioned that I was privileged to be one of the speakers at his funeral. And after I shared some personal stories, I went online to see some things that others were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Becky said, "This ministry has been a constant source of teaching, encouragement, and discipleship in my life since 1991. Thank you to the Wildman family for sharing him with us. To God be the glory." Iris said, "He was an amazing man of God. What a true pioneer, patriot, and passionate lover of the Lord Jesus Christ that he shared in the ministry he founded and ministries he helped. His legacy lives on through his family and through the ministry of AFA and AFR. Thomas said, "I love Don Wildman and had the utmost respect for him and the American Family Association." And then I've just got many more just talking about, you know, the simple, humble country boy that God used. If I can tell you a real quick story, when you think about an ordinary person who God can do extraordinary things through. Mm-hmm. This was in the 90s. I'm walking down the hall over the intercom. This is the first George Bush. Over the intercom, they say, Brother Don, President Bush on line one, President Bush on line one. I literally stopped, and I thought, this is like, you know, you're seeing history being made, and I thought, this guy that I get to see walk in his office, no entourage, you know, the door open, cluttered office. The president of the, are you kidding me? The president of the United States of America is calling him right now. And I'm hearing this over the intercom. Wow. And you know what it was? He was asking Brother Don for advice, asking him for advice on a policy issue. And I honestly, I can remember where I was standing in the hall. I thought, however clever I may think I am or whatever I'm able to accomplish, I know for a fact the president of the United States of America is never going to call me and say, will you weigh in on this? I need your advice about something. And I saw that happen. That was Brother Don. You know, he never went down the hall and said, hey, guess who called me today? He was so, so humble. Another story like that, if I can tell this quickly.
Yeah, you can.
So Brother Don had a way. He really did. He was like a modern day prophet. He saw the whole LGBT, he saw those things coming when nobody even talked about it. He talked about what a scourge pornography was. If we don't, you know, get a handle on this, this is just going to be the downfall of men and boys and pastors and youth pastors. This is such a scourge on our land, and nobody was listening. But he got some Christian leaders together, and they went to Washington, D.C. Meet me in Washington, D.C. And I'm talking who's who. For some of you older listeners, Dr. D. James Kennedy, Adrian Rogers, Dr. James Dobson, and they met, and many more. They met in Washington. Brother Don said, everybody's, you know, you're building a building. You're trying to do this. You've got some books, wonderful books, but we're all over the place. We need to be united, or we're going to lose our country. We're going to lose our kids. They're going to, when they leave and go off to college, so many of them don't return to the faith. We've got to be on the same page. They agreed, and they said, well, the first thing we need to do is to elect a leader of this group. And they called it the Arlington Group, and nobody even knows about it. They weren't having any press conferences. They were behind the scenes working. They said, well, we need to have a leader. And they said, Brother Don, we pick you. Oh, whoa, wait a minute. This was just something the Lord laid on my heart. I don't want to be the leader. Look at you guys. Adrian Rogers, Dr. D. James Kennedy, all you other guys. Nope, you're the one that the Lord's given this vision for, and you be our leader. He was the leader of that group. And most of you listening to the radio, you've never, ever heard of the Arlington Group. And I could tell dozens of stories like that.
You know, I think that's really important. That's why I'm glad to have you on, JJ, because I wasn't blessed to know him. But to hear those personal stories affirming his faithfulness, that is what is so encouraging. And when you watch the movie at culturewarrior.movie, you'll see, I mean, you're talking high profile legal cases. You're talking like very, like a legal suspense thriller. It really is like that.
It really is. A lot of intrigue, a lot of drama.
And a lot of high-powered media that was in this. But at the same time, and you're talking about, you know, President, the first President Bush calling him. And you're right. He may not call you for advice, but he could call you for a joke.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, that would be good. The president might call you for a joke, JJ.
I can deliver for a dad joke. That's right. I'll be good for that.
But I think it's important to really see the life of this humble man, because everybody that I talk to says the same things. His office was messy. He was here when they got here. He cleaned. And in fact, in the conference room, in the little room where we have a chapel and other gatherings, there's a little drawing of him there looking like a janitor. It looks like right. He's the janitor. And so I realized I saw that after I had seen
Servant
Wesley
leader.
Upstairs. Yes, that was what it was. That was really amazing. Well, what have you seen as the response to this Culture Warrior movie? How have you seen people respond to his story?
We watched it in the theater when it debuted, and
It was a big day around here.
And a lot of it was very provocative. You could see people really thinking and weighing things. There were some tears. There were a lot of people that knew him that just, you know, they just remembered some of the highlights and some of the victories and some of what God did. But it's like we were privileged to work with Moses or Joshua. I mean, he was just larger than life. It was like being with Joshua. Every single day he was on the phone talking to someone in Hollywood or someone in Washington, D.C., Phil Donahue, all of these shows like you know today, all these talk shows, he was a guest on every single show. And they did full-page articles. They wrote about him in the Wall Street Journal. They had a thing of the top 100 influential people, not ministers, influential people in the history of America. He made that list. And wow. He never wanted attention for himself, but he paid cash for things. He was a good steward. Mm-hmm. He loved the Lord. He loved God's word. And we know that in Isaiah 55:11, when his word goes mm-hmm. out, it won't return void, but it'll accomplish whatever God sends it to do. We want to encourage you to read your Bible, memorize scripture. Wednesday night, a lot of you going to church tonight, good for you. But pray and read, and then when that word goes out, it will encourage, it will inspire, it'll comfort, whatever God sends it out to do. So he built one radio station and said, I want to add to that and have a radio network, and was feverishly going because he knew when the liberals saw how fast he was putting stations on the air that they would block it. They blocked him to even have one radio station, and it took an act of Congress just to get the rules to put the first
incredible.
One in. That's true.
Yeah, literally. I mean, I've never yes. that phrase, you're using that literally.
Literally yeah. took, yeah. yeah. So then whenever we were putting so many radio stations on the air, about two a month, who can do that? And then they said, wait, this crazy, you know, preacher in Mississippi, and he's speaking out against, you know, he's talking common sense and constitution and faith and family and freedom. We've got to stop him. And they literally changed the rules to stop AFR in our tracks. And we haven't been able to add stations for many years because they rewrote the rules, and with Brother Don, you know, in mind. But he knew that was going to happen because they just, you know, would block him at every turn, and he was criticized. Kind of like, I don't want to compare him to Donald Trump, but if you're watching Donald Trump in the first 40 days and you go, except for the Energizer Bunny, who has that much, their tenacity, and he's just tireless, and who's got that kind of stamina? Watching Donald Trump, that's what working and seeing, and I was able to travel, eat at his table at his home. He's been to my house, and I got to watch that. Had a front row seat to watch Brother Don, and it was like what we're witnessing with Donald Trump. You say, how can one person get that much done? That's what it was like every single day being around Brother Don. And you can see that for yourself when you watch this movie. They captured that. The movie makers did an excellent job. The life, the legacy of Brother Don Wildman.
Well, he was definitely a man on mission. And it is such a blessing now to be able to see his son, his grandsons, his granddaughter, all working here together, all of their families here. And, you know, it's interesting when you were talking about JJ, all of the what was written about him in the media, most of it was not kind.
No,
it was not kind
they
coverage.
Hated him like they hate Donald Trump. They did. They hate him the same kind of way they were so vicious.
It's he certainly wasn't in it for the positive publicity or the celebrity status. And so we encourage you to go and look at the story of this remarkable man. And I agree with you, JJ. I think it's really encouraging to see that just one person speaking up on their convictions, which we need that in today's day and age. We so many times, you know, I teach policy even to college students, and they all come in and think, I can't do anything. My voice doesn't matter, but your voice matters so very much. And it's amazing to see what can be accomplished through one person. And so we encourage you to go to culturewarrior.movie. You can stream this movie for free and you can watch the story. Thank you so much, JJ, for being here in the afternoon. I don't know how long you've been up now, but I appreciate it so
it's
very much.
It's been such an honor. Thank you so much, Dr. Well, Peck.
Thank you. And we will see you tomorrow. I'm so excited. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And I'll see you tomorrow.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.